Media.
Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, Pastor Troy.
Give me 1 second. Just setting up. I had another meeting that I'm supposed to be in that I came into. And give me 1 second. I got to kind of get something to set my phone up so I can see you still.
Okay.
We're just waiting for
everything to get set up. It just looked like everything and everybody was just running late tonight. So I am going to get ready to So I want everybody to listen and know, just because the service is delayed don't mean it's denied. It is so good to still be able to do what God told you to do when he tells you to do it. So like I said, I have been dealing with this cold and sciatic nerve, and just knowing that I had to take some medicine to go through the trouble of taking that medicine, I'm just at the point where when I got up and saw the time, I said, oh, God, let me get up and do the service, because the enemy of our soul really wanted me to miss out on doing the service, but I was not going to do that. I thank God for the man of God being willing to also be in the service, even though we're late. So it may seem like I'm rambling on. I'm not rambling. We're just trying to get the service going. The enemy tries to trick us, fool us, and all of that. But I'm so grateful. That's why I thank God for Matthew 6:33. If you seek his kingdom first, you know, because it says, well, seek the kingdom of God first. And he would just moving around. So what Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And just knowing that when you seek the kingdom of God, don't mean sometime you won't be running late. Don't mean sometime you won't get in a situation where things try to come against you. But if you just stay faithful. I thank God that even knowing that God is, as we say in our mindset and our thought, we say, well, God didn't show up on time. He's always on time. We may have been late with the program tonight, but God is always on time, because, see, if you're seeking him, I thank God for Minister Margot. She texts in and say, is there a service tonight? I thank her for being faithful to the ministry, that even she texts in and say, hey, is there a service tonight? We know what tonight represents. This is a Monday night. We know Smiles with E, Iron Sharpening Iron has a service. So are you all doing the service tonight? And I text her back, yes. And I thank God for her faithfulness to even want to send a reminder that something ain't right. What's going on? So I thank God for that. So I'm going to check to see if the man of God is ready. Man of God, Pastor Troy, are you ready?
Yes, I am. I'm having a hard time getting on Facebook Live.
Oh, I didn't even get a chance to start it on my phone, because I'm trying to do this. But I just thank God for,
so I can't tag people. can't tag people.
Mm.
Cool, okay.
God is so good. Well, hopefully they'll be out of spirit and Minister Margot had to say, okay, this is the second Tuesday. Pastor Troy should be on time with the program that they may be looking forward.
Facebook is giving me some issues.
Yes. So, God, we just ask you for
it. Okay, I got something that's cool.
Forgiveness on tonight, Lord, for the tardiness, but we just thank you, God, for us being able to get the program up and going. We're so excited about what God is doing, even right now, when the enemy is trying to cause us to forget, cause us to be tardy, cause us to be late. We just thank God for even He stands faithful to us. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for
okay, we
all. You all?
Yes, indeed. You can't. Oh, I said you can't let the devil ride. No, you can't let him ride, because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Don't let him ride. Amen.
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 I am on Facebook Live, so if you want to share, let me see if you let me tag people now. It's telling me I couldn't tag nobody. All right. It's all right. God is good anyway.
Amen.
It's good anyway. It's giving me a problem. It didn't let me record the service on yesterday. I want to say, first of all, I want to say thank you for all those that came yesterday to celebrate our 48th birthday on yesterday, as well as our 7th year of pastoral anniversary. God is a good God, and He is greatly to be praised. I am so glad and honored that those that came out to celebrate us, God bless you, all those that are coming. As you come in, do me a favor and share this Facebook Live. We are on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. Forgive us, we are running a little behind our normal schedule, but God is good. And now all of a sudden, my phone went out crazy. It's just utter foolishness. That's all right. It's all good. I ain't even tripping. It's time for a new phone. Time for a new phone. So this phone is doing its own thing. Amen. Praise God. Can we say a word of prayer if you don't mind? Let's go to God in prayer. And let's give God what's due to Him, which is honor and all of those things. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father. We thank you for being a great God. We thank you for being a wonderful counselor, Father, the mighty King, the everlasting Father. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we ask you now to have your way. We bind all the demons and all distractions and what the devil is trying in our bodies and our minds and our spirit, even on social media. Satan, we bind you right now in Jesus' name. We know what your plan is to stop the move of God, but you're a liar. You've always been a liar. You'll forever be a liar. You're defeated. You will always be defeated, and you shall die in defeat. And, Father, we thank you. We glorify you that we have the victory in spite of what's going on, what's being tried, what's being implemented. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. For this, we give you glory. For this, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, anoint our voice, anoint our mind, anoint the revelation. Father, open up our ears. Those that are on here via Facebook Live, and those that are on here via Blog Talk Radio, that we're able to receive, clear out the things of distraction, past and present. And for this we give you glory, for this we give you praise, in Jesus' name, thank God, and amen. As you come in, do me a favor, just speak to everybody, hey, how you doing? And if you can, share. I won't be long, but thank God we will be as strong as possible. give thanks and glory to God for what he's done. Once again, I want to thank those that were able to come yesterday to our 48th birthday celebration as well as our 7th year pastoral anniversary. It was a blessing. Those that showed up, Sister Tanya, she's on here, she was there. Minister Kaiser, she was there. Pastor Shalonda Moore, New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, she was there, her and her congregation, as well as Universal Prayer Tower, Apostle Deborah Deal, as well as Praise and Worship Ministries, Pastor Easter Goodwin. She had representation with her daughter and her son-in-law and her grandchildren were there, as well as Solomon Temple, Church of God in Christ, as well as Bishop-elect Deshaun Smith of the New Greater Christian Love Missionary Baptist Church. My children were there. My family was there. Friends were there. As well as the Fountain of Living Water Ministries, they were there. There were some people there from New Philadelphia Pentecostal Church of Prayer. Amen. Thank God for Mother Smith and Rose and her children. They came to show their love. So appreciative for those, for my brothers. My brother Monty was there. My brother Antoine, my nieces, my daughters, grandbabies was there. And for the musicians that were there, Dre and Pastor Smith and Lady Smith and their children was there. It was just a great, quite a few people that were there. I was so happy to see them. Evangelist Tangela Kimball was representing her mother and father, Bishop John Kimball and co-pastor Inez Kimball. They were there as well. I thank God for them. What a blessing it was. Apostle Sean Johnson was in the building as well. Thank God for him and Pentecostal Church of Holiness was represented and Peachy. What a blessing it was. I could go on and on and name people, but I just thank God for all that was there. What a blessing it was. Now, I just want to talk about facing unforgiveness. Facing unforgiveness. If we can go to Matthew, the 18th chapter, pray for Pastor Troy as we deliver what God has given us. What a blessing it is, facing unforgiveness, facing unforgiveness. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture that we've heard. Those have been of us have been in church. We've heard this a few times, and I want to just share the revelation that God has given me concerning this particular Scripture. And I'm sure you've heard it preached many ways and different topics and avenues to get there, but I want to give you what God has given me for tonight. And this it is Matthew, the 18th chapter. It really starts at the 21st verse, but I just want to go to the 23rd verse that says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents, or $10,000. But as for as much as he had not paid, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, that payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me. Remember that word, patience. Lord, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. The word patience. And the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt, right? But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, $100, and laid hands upon him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience. Once again, that word you go again. Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not. But, watch this, and he would not. But went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. And when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt, because thou desirest me. Not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, he was mad, and delivered him unto the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him.
likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone and his brother their trespasses. Amen. Don't forget, let's talk about that word patience. Hey there, my cousin's on here. Family, God bless you all that's joining. Do me a favor, as you come in, speak to everybody, and not only speak to everyone as you can, also come on and share. Come on, share, and share. I want to talk about facing unforgiveness. Now, we know the story, as we just read and we were just told, that this particular servant owed his Lord 10,000. But he fell down on his face, Elder Ford, and he said, would you please have patience with me and forgive me the debt that I owe you? Now, watch this. As he began to plead his case to his Lord, that the Lord had compassion on him and said, okay, then, I can see the point that sometimes people don't have the capacity to pay what they owe. Truth of the matter is sometimes we don't have the capacity to pay what we owe. We cannot pay God for what he's done for us. We cannot pay our mothers. We cannot pay our fathers. We cannot pay those, our pastors, their wives, the people, the saints of God, all that they have done for us, but that what we can do is show appreciation. What we can do is show faithfulness. What we can show is forgiveness. What we can show is moving forward and not holding on to things of the past. And so then, therefore, the Lord said, okay, no problem. I forgive you. Now, watch this. He not only did he want him to pay, he was going to hold him hostage, as well as his wife, his children, and have everything that he owned to be sold. He's going to have everything that he owned to be sold. Why was he going to have everything that would be sold? Because he wanted to be paid, which is like any debtor. If you have any debtor, period, in your life, they want that money. They're going to call. They're going to call your mama, your cousin, your sister. They're going to call your ex-wife. They're going to call your ex-husband. They're going to call your children. They're going to call as many people as they think they can contact to have you, to contact you in order to pay the debt that they say you owe. But what the man of God did, what the Lord did, was to say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to forgive the debt that you owe. Okay, now, that's a wonderful thing. That's a blessing from God. God will come down and give us blessings in the midst of what we're going through, what we're dealing with, our capacities and our incapacities. But isn't that a wonderful thing that the favor of God will be upon us, because all we did was open up our mouth. Watch this. We opened up our mouth and we asked God. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. So he opened up his mouth and he asked, and he said, if I may paraphrase, I ain't got it. I can put something on it, but I ain't got it. I can't get a paper plan. I can give you $20 every couple of weeks, $40 every couple of weeks. I can't pay you, but I can definitely put something on it. And so he said, never mind, it's all good. Go about your way and just receive the blessing of God. No problem. And so then what happens is he goes out and he sees somebody that owes him. And now the natural man, common sense would say, if you've been forgiven $10,000, what is $100? If you've been forgiven $10,000, what is $100 to somebody else? Like, watch this. I had to play for a service Friday night, and they forgot to pay me. So then the pastor said, okay, now they're going to pay you. Now, mind you, they didn't have all of my money. They didn't have all of my money. But watch this. I did trip. Pastor, we're going to take care of it. When Sunday comes, we're going to handle it. I said, okay, no problem, because this is a man of integrity. When he says something's going to happen, it's going to happen. So then I get to rehearsal on Friday. And they heard about my my grandmother passing, and my birthday was a week prior. And the choir gave me two cards. They gave me a birthday card. They gave me a cake. And they gave me a sympathy card to show their condolences for the passing of my grandmother. And so then what ended up happening is, in the cards, there was a blessing. It wasn't just a card just to say we're sorry and happy birthday. In the sympathy card as well as the birthday card, there was what old people call back in the day, there was a package in it. I was not expecting a package. I just thought, okay, so it's a card. And, I know some people, because they don't think the money in it, they throw the cards away. But I like to read the cards. I read the card and I opened the card. I'm like, well, look at here. Would you look at here? And it was three times as much as what was owed to me from Friday night. Because the blessing of the Lord will make you rich and add no sorrow. And so then common sense or compassion and love that you ask for that should be the same thing that you're willing to give. And so then in the midst of this particular thing, he should have had the same compassion that he desired to give out. But isn't it funny, isn't it strange that what we ask for, what we require, that we do not give? I want to be respected. I want it to be honored. I want it to be communicated with. I want to be loved. I want all of these particular things. But that we have to ask ourselves a question. Do we have the same capacity what we require? Are we able to give? Now, watch this. This man, he passed away. I heard him talking to a young lady, and she was talking about the kind of man that she wanted in her life. He had to have six figures. He had to look a certain kind of way. He had to have a certain stature. He had to have all these things going on. But the man asked her a question, Lisa. Renette, he asked her a question, a missionary handy. He said, now, what you require of this man, can you meet the same requirement? She said, what do you mean? She said, you want a man with six figures and you make four. You want a man of a certain stature body-wise, but how is your body? You want him to be intellectual. You want him to be able to communicate and talk a certain kind of way. But are you the same person that you're asking for? Watch this. It says, but with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. But a lot of times we have big aspirations. We have big thoughts and big requirements. We have a long list of what somebody should be doing and how they should be doing it. But we can't even meet our own list at times. Matter of fact, 9 times out of 10, people cannot even meet their own requirements. And so then here it is, this man goes out, and instead of giving what he was given, he decided to do the opposite. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and then running over. But what he decided to do was he decided to hem the man up and say, give me my money. You owe it to me. I ain't trying to hear that. And then lay hands on him, put the ones and twos on him. Then he had him thrown in prison until he paid. Now, once again, the debt that he owed was greater than what he that he owed was greater than what somebody owed him. Now, what he did was he walked in a place of unforgiveness. Type in the comment section, Lord, help me to walk in forgiveness. All those that are on here, do me a favor, seriously. Type in the comment section, Lord, help me to walk in forgiveness. The Bible says, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. When you're a new creature, when you have a new mentality, when you have a new spirit, then the old place in your life have no room for that. You have no space for that. Even the Bible declares that you cannot put new wine in old wineskins. Watch this. We're trying to get in a new place in our life while still doing old stuff. We're talking the old way. We're living the old way. We're reacting the old way. We're talking. We are repeating old things. We're holding on to old things. Watch this. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and I said, we're trying to get to the end of the block, and it's a three-block walk. But we're dragging the garbage, old stuff and garbage behind us, right? So then we have this big bag of garbage, Auntie Margot, Evangelist McCoy. We have this big bag of garbage, right, in a hefty bag, and we're dragging it along, Karen. As we drag it along, Kevin, what's happening is the bag is tearing. It is ripping. And so what we have done, we have everywhere that we have walked, we have left a trail of garbage behind us. But watch this. And because we have not forgiven, we have not learned to let go of, we're still holding on to the bag. Now watch this. The bag is, we haven't even noticed that the bag has gotten lighter. Because it was one weight because it was full of garbage. But as we drag it and the holes begin and the stuff started leaking out, we have not even noticed that the bag has gotten lighter that we're dragging along Missionary Handy, because if we noticed that the bag was getting lighter, we were going to do one of two things, pick the garbage up, put it in the garbage, or drop it. Somebody holler, I got to drop it. I feel Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to drop it. I have to drop it. I have to drop all of those things that have held me hostage. I have to drop all of these things that have held me captive in my emotions, in my mind, in my spirit, in my walk, in my talk, in my connection with people. I have to drop and let it go. I have to drop it and let it go. It has a stranglehold on me, and it has these things that won't let me go, and I can't let it go. Why? Because what I have done is I have got, listen, when I got this pillow, thank God, I don't know why I picked it, Lord, I thank you, God. When I got this pillow, I was fresh out of the hospital from my triple bypass. They told me when I stood up, when they told me when I move, when I drive, whatever I do, hold on to this pillow, press it dear to my chest, press it dear to my heart, because it would bring me comfort, and it did bring me comfort. But after a while, I had to let the pillow go. I had to drop it and let it go. Because as my body began to heal, as I began to get better in my physical body, there was no need for it to the magnitude as I had it before. When you've been hurt, when you've been devastated, when things have went wrong in your life, when it's your fault or somebody else's fault, you've held on to it long enough. It's time to drop it and let it go. Yes, it was a comfort. Yes, it was a place where I don't know what else I can deal with or how else I can handle it, because I have to hold on to it, because I feel like I have a right to hold on. You do have a right to hold on to it. But as long as you hold on to it, you can't move forward. You're slow walking. You're slow dragging. You're procrastinating. And procrastination is holding you up from getting to the place of victory. And watch this. It's just not a procrastination in you mentally or emotionally. It's a procrastination in your life as a whole, because it has attached itself to you completely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's time to drop it. It's time to drop it and let it go and let God free you of those things, unforgiveness, unsuccess, and bitterness and anger and frustration. It's time to let go of the bag, because the fact of the matter is you done drug all the garbage everywhere you go, but you're still holding on to an empty bag. Let go of the bag and let God do it for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. So the fact of the matter is he should have been able to turn around, and the same forgiveness that he asked for, that he desired, that he needed, was able to give it to somebody else. Give it, it shall be given unto you. But what happened, because of his actions, because of his disobedience, because of his selfishness, because of his lack of empathy and his lack of love for mankind, what happened, he found himself back in a predicament that he was forgiven for. Because watch this, the seed that you sow is going to be the harvest that you reap. Because you walk in unforgiveness, because you walk in the past, and you're going to get the boomerang effect. Bam. You're going to get a boomerang effect. Why? Because you cannot sow seeds of corn and expect oranges to come up. You cannot sow seeds of broccoli and looking for cauliflower. I know it look alike, but it ain't the same thing. But the fact of the matter, it's time to face our unforgiving places. It's time to face some things in our life. It's time to look in the mirror and say, I need to let go. I got to drop it. I can't let the devil win. I'm still stuck on it from yesterday. I cannot let the devil win. Right before I got on here, my body was going through some stuff, y'all. Let me talk to you. I didn't think I was going to be able to get on here tonight because my chest started hurting and things just, I got weak in my body. And I'm like, say to the Lord, rebuke you. I know what's happening. God got me to, has me to say something. You're trying to bring something that's not, that brings something on my body. And sometimes it's a mental thing. It's a mental thing that we deal with. And the fact of the matter is the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And we got to get your mind right. You have to get your mind right. The Bible says, think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. As long as we're thinking on how they hurt, and we sit back and we expect people to do stuff for the songwriter, wrote pen to paper, says, I expect a miracle. This God, every day, God will make a way out of no way. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Oh, my. Oh, oh, oh. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Come on, type in the comment section. I expect my miracle. God, have mercy. Lord, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. God, have mercy. Have mercy, Jesus. I expect my miracle. I'm expecting to be dropped. I'm expecting to be free. I'm expecting to be delivered. I'm expecting to be free. I'm respect for my insecurities, self-inflicted, and those that put it in my ear. What social media has said, it should be the poster child for this and the poster child for that. I expect my own miracle. I expect it. That's right, Mama Smith. I expect God that what they thought they found, it's not going to bring. This is not unto death, but that God may get the glory. My God, today, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I expect my miracle in my finances. I expect my miracle in my house. I expect my miracle in my health. I expect my miracle in my job. I expect a miracle in my ministry. I expect my miracle. I expect my miracles. I expect my miracle. I expect miracle in my heart, miracle in my lungs, miracle in my kidneys, miracle in my liver, miracle in my spleen, miracle all over from in my legs, in my brain, in my ears, in my eyes, in my tongue. I expect my miracle. I expect a miracle in my children, in my mother, in my father, in my sisters, and my brothers, in my nieces and my nephews, in my grandfather and my grandfather, in my aunts and my uncles, in my nieces and my nephew. I expect a miracle. I expect God's miracle in my life. Glory to God. I expect a miracle. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. In my pancreas, I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. Why? Because I'm letting go of those things, because I'm a new creature, and I got to let go of those things that's been holding me hostage, self-inflicted, some people that did to me. Yes, some people have done some treacherous and bogus things to you. Yes, they have, but watch this. The forgiveness is not just about them. The forgiveness is about you. You wipe the slate clean. You clear up the things in your heart, in your mind, so that you're able to have the room to receive what God has for you. If you're standing by the door and you're whipping and you're laying down, you can't stand before the open window that God's going to pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive because you're in the wrong position. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in it. That's right. I must stay handy. I believe it and I receive it. God will perform it today. God, good God. I like that. Come on, type in the comment section. I believe and receive it. God will perform. I wish I had a tambourine. This is the time I cue music right now. I believe and I receive it, and God will perform it today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time to face the unforgiveness. It's time to face those things. It's time to face what I have not done or what I could have done. It's not always somebody else's fault. It's not always somebody else's job. We have to do for ourselves. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. I can believe whatever I want, but if I don't put no actions behind it, it's just a bunch of conversation. I got to work while it's day, for when night comes, no man can work. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Apostle Hester. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 I believe in it and I receive it, and God will perform it. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is. It's time to face your fears. Hallelujah. Fear is your faith killer. Uh-huh. If you don't believe that you can be healed, if you don't believe that you can be set free, then such as a man thinketh, so is he. But I came to tell you tonight, I came to encourage you tonight, that you can face your fear. You can face your unforgiveness. You can face your past. You can face your present, and you can face your future. But you can face it all with victory. Good God, divine, help me today. Come on, type in the comment section, I can face it with victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can face it with victory. I can face it in victory. I can face it with peace. I can face it with love. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just came on here to encourage you. I just came on here to let you know that you can face it with victory. You can face it with peace. You can face it with love. You can face it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can face your fears. You can face unforgiveness. You can face it. It's old. It's over with. You don't have to hold on to it. Now, if you want to hold on to it, that's your right. Even the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man let me in, I'll come in. You have to want it. You have to desire it. And if you don't want it, if you don't desire it, the old people back in the day, they would pray. If you're not saved, they say, they're going to pray that God will give you a mind to be saved. So I'm praying that God gives you a mind to let it go, that God gives you the mind to want to be free, that God gives you the mind and the heart to want to let it all go and to deal with it and to face it. Face your fear and victory. Face your unforgiveness and victory. Face it with victory. God bless you. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. 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 Ain't you, Linda, I hear this song that says right now, if you believe, glory to God. Hallelujah. God would work a miracle for you. Right now. Hallelujah. If you believe, hallelujah, hallelujah, God would work a miracle for you. He'll place your feet out, take your feet out of the miry clay. Place it on a rock to stay. Turn your feet around. Place it on higher ground. God would work a miracle for you. Hallelujah. And if you believe, that's just what he'll do. Right now. Glory to God. If you believe, God would work a miracle for you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining Pastor Troy here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's take a couple of seconds and worship and tell him thank you for what he's doing. Right now, if you believe, hallelujah, God would work a miracle for you. For you. You that's on Facebook Live. You that shared it. You that's listening. You that's in the house. You that's in the car. You that's at your job. You, wherever you at, you that's in the hospital, you that's in the jail, I'm telling you right now, God is going to work a miracle for you. If you believe right now, God will work a miracle for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you once again for joining Pastor Troy Thomas, Talk Living Water Ministries, as well as Blog Talk Radio for tonight's Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. He's a wonder in my soul. Hallelujah. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. I love you guys. I do appreciate you. And if you would like to be a blessing to Pastor Troy tonight for Facebook Live, y'all know my Cash App is $Troy7, $Troy7. Thank you again for all those that gave. What a blessing it was. I'm so grateful. I so appreciate you, those that gave, that came, that showed up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you. God love. God, I pray strength in everyone here now. In the name of Jesus, that you let it go, that you drop it. Do me a favor when you get off here. Tag me on Facebook. Tag me and just say, I dropped it. Randy, I dropped it. I dropped the fear. I dropped the unforgiveness. I dropped the lack thereof. I dropped everything that's not like God. I dropped it. I keep hearing that song, Auntie. Right now, if you believe, God will work a miracle for you. He'll take your feet out the miry clay, place it on a rock to stay, turn your feet around, place it on higher ground. God will work a miracle for you. If you believe, that's just what he'll do. Glory to God. That's an old song. That's a song they just sing at the Missionary Church of God in Christ right on the corner of 69th and Union, where I grew up at. God bless you. I love you guys so very much. Once again, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, do me a favor and share. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and share. Thank you. Come on. Thank you. Come on and share. Pray for the Thomas family, if you will. Pray for the Thomas family. We are on our way to Ripley, Mississippi this Friday for the services for my grandmother, Lillian Elizabeth Jeffries Thomas, 94 years old. Yours truly has to do the eulogy on Saturday, and pray for me that I'm able to make it through the eulogy. I will be honest, this is a very emotional thing for me. This is my grandmother, my last living grandparent, and I've had her 48 years of my life. Her birthday was the day after mine. My birthday was November 2nd. Her birthday was November 3rd. Amen. And that's when we found out that she was in the hospital. And just a week later, she went to be with Jesus. And it's hard. It's hard for me. We've had quite a bit of loss in my family in the last 3 years. It has been very trying. I put up a post on Saturday night that says, Lord, allow me to let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. It's a place that we all have to get to let it go. The devil's trying to trick us and trap us in places so that we won't win, that we won't finish the assignment. All right. I love you guys. I thank God for you. And as I always say, hashtag. Let's say a word of prayer, Father. We thank you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise. Father, we thank you that you told us today to drop it. Father, you also told us that you will work a miracle just for us. And Father, we're in expectation of our miracle. And Father, that we can face our fears, face the unforgiveness, face those things that still our peace. Father, we know the devil come to just kill, steal, and destroy, but we know that you come to give us life and that more abundantly. And Father, we are facing an abundant place of life in our lives today. Father, we pray for those that are on Facebook Live, and Father, even for those that are on Blog Talk Radio. Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, for you are a great God, and there is none like you. We love you, and we appreciate you for being who you are. And Father, we thank you that tonight that we're going to rest. Our bodies will be restored and rejuvenated, Father, for what you have been through for the weekend and for life itself. And Father, that we thank you that as the year begins to wind down and we go into the new place, that Father, that we start a new mentality, a new experiences, new regimens, new places in our life, that we let the old stuff go, the old conversation, the old place, the old thoughts, what they've done previously, how they've done previously, why they've done it previously. Father, we thank you that you have wiped the slate clean. Father, you told us in your word that when we ask you for forgiveness, that you throw in the sea of forgetfulness and that you remember it no more. And Father, we're going to be like Christ. We're going to be like you, Father, and we're going to throw in the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Don't talk about it. Don't bring it up. Don't walk on it. Don't act on it. Don't let it consume us. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise, for you are worthy of all of these things. Father, I ask you now, on the behalf of those that are on Facebook Live, to touch their bodies. Glory to God. Touch their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Any ailments, we bind you up right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you for strength. We ask you for energy. We ask you for peace. We ask you for love. We ask you for healing, not just healing, but Father, we thank you for being made whole. We thank you for being made whole, not returning back to no places, but moving forward, moving past, stretching forward, reaching forward. And for this, we give you glory. We bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. And the blood is against you now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. I hear you talking, you foul spirit. I have the right. I will hold on to it. Well, I bat it right now that circumstances come that you got no choice but to let it go. I bind it right now, and we declare that God puts you in the position where you have no choice but to let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go and receive the blessings of God. Let it go and receive the honors of God. Let it go and receive the peace and the love of God. Let it go and be delivered and set free. Let it go right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we glorify you that you hear our prayer and you receive it. And Father, we thank you and we give your name the glory and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Thank God and amen. I love you once again. I thank God for you. Pray for Pastor Troy. Pray for the Thomas family as we journey to Ripley, Mississippi to eulogize our grandmother. I love you and be blessed. All right. God bless you. Watch this. As I always say, hashtag, let us pray.
Amen. Amen. God, we thank you for tonight's service. And now we know why the enemy tried to block it, why he wouldn't let me wake up in time to start the service, didn't let the man of God get through to do the service. But God, we thank you that delay don't mean denied, because this word on tonight was such an awesome word. And Father God, we just thank you for showing up, showing out, and having your way on tonight. So I'm going to stop and ask, is there anyone on Facebook would like to type in, if this program is still going, to type in something? And if there's anyone on Blog Talk that would like to say something, please say something at this time to encourage the man of God. The lines are open.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for the man of God and the message that he preached. It's just phenomenal, because I heard Prophet Anton teaching, and then the message that we had on Sunday, and then the message that we have today is just so phenomenal. I just thank God for reminding us, because unforgiveness is, like he said, it's a feeling. It's a thing about a right to. It's connected to pride, and I just thank him for that message, because it's like walking around carrying something that gets heavier and heavier and heavier. But when we decide, I'm not going to get caught up in my feelings, I'm not going to get caught up in pride, and we go to the Father, like he said, let it go. But when you let it go, my God, you've got to fill it with the word of God. When you let it go, my God, you got to tell God, God, I forgive, but help me to forgive even more. You got to be honest with God, because he already knows. Man of God, you got me too excited about the confirmation of this word, but I just want to say thank God, and thank God again.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for those words. Is there anyone else that would like to share with the man of God right now? Please speak up.
Hello, family. How's everybody?
Fine.
This is Mary Handy. I didn't get on at the beginning because I had been a long time here, but I thank God that I called a great portion of encouragement. I thank God for his vessels that he used to speak his oracles in the life of the people, to send, as he breathes on us, and sends on his breath of life comes encouragement and strength, and it takes away that overwhelming thing, whatever it is, challenge that we're going through. And I praise the Lord, and I thought about it, but I said, I didn't only let it go. I cast it at the foot of Jesus. And he said, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word tonight. Thank God for his encouragement. And I say unto you, keep allowing God to use you and anoint you for his service. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Missionary Handy, for your words on tonight. Is there anyone else who would like to encourage the man of God on tonight? Thank God for all of those that watch by Facebook Live, those that watch now and those that will be watching it on the replay. We thank all of those that listen in on Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. We thank you all for taking out the time to see what the Lord has been saying, what the Lord has for us. We just thank you for taking a moment to just stop by and say, good evening, man of God. I came by to see what God put in your heart, and I thank you for blessing us on tonight. I thank you all for just continuing to be faithful to Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. I would like to say our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Because like the man of God told us on tonight, if we believe, I'm stuck right there. If we believe, God will just come in and just take over. He would just give us a miracle. You know, he said that we need to pray and ask God to help us to walk in forgiveness, that I have to let it go and just, I have to drop it and let it go is really what he said. Stop holding on to it like a missionary just said. I can just drop it and let it go. I put it at Jesus' feet. We got to learn how to expect a miracle. The man of God was speaking on expecting a miracle and just waiting on God to do what he said he'll do. He said, I can face it with victory. Mm. I thank God, Lord. I just thank you for him saying he would perform a miracle for us today if we believe. I thank God for the service on tonight. I thank God that the tricks that the enemy tried did not last. They did not come full through. All I can say is delayed don't mean denied. The service on tonight was an awesome service. I would like for you all to come back on next Monday for Minister Margot McCord, who will be ministering at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's next Monday, the third Monday of the month. I would like for you all to come back Friday, this Friday coming up at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear what God has put on my heart to speak on for Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries and Blog Talk Radio. I would like for you all to come in on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to listen to our very own Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Margot McCord and Minister Brandon McCord. I'm sorry, Minister Brandon Kaiser. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for the ministry that he's enlarged in our territory. I thank God for our faithful listeners and viewers. I thank God for just doing what he's doing with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. Again, I got to tell you our foundational scripture. We can't tell you that enough. It's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I'm going to pass it back into the hands of Pastor Servant Troy Thomas so he can pray us out and give us his final remarks. Amen. Amen. It's back in your hands, Pastor.
God bless you all. Thank you so very much, my family. I love you guys so very much for the encouraging words. It's the devil's busy. When you struggling, will say, Lord, what am I going to say? What'd you have me say to the people? I don't want to give them the meeny, meeny, mighty, mo word, because you're not a meeny, mighty, mo God.
Amen.
And so then I said, Lord, I was a little apprehensive at first, but I knew God would, he always comes through because he is faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. He is faithful. When we're not, he is faithful. And then Blog Talk wasn't working. The phone wasn't working. Facebook didn't want me to tag nobody. They want me to do this. I was like, oh, okay, no problem. It's cool. Don't worry about it. I see what you're on. I see what you're trying to pull. You're trying to pull some okie doke because you're mad, because you know when God is going to do something, he's going to touch. He's going to touch. He's going to do. He's going to deliver. But you can't stop the move of God no matter how hard you try to say it, because you are who you are. And I thank God for the word of God. The word of God blessed me. I thank God I was sitting down. Yeah, I feel like if we was in church and it was like cue the music, we'd still be shouting and dancing right now. You know what I'm saying? And there's some deliverance taking place. But I thank God. I still hear that song, Missionary Handy, right now. Glory to God. If you believe, glory to God. Hallelujah. God will work a miracle for you. Hallelujah. Oh, right now, glory to God. If you believe, Renee, God would work a miracle for you, Apostle Legge. He'll take your feet out the mountain clay. Hallelujah. Place it on a rock to stay. Hallelujah. Turn your feet around. Glory to God. Place it on a higher ground. God would work a miracle for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that's just what he'll do. And I expect my miracle. I expect my miracle in my body, in my house, in my finances. I expect greatness from God. Hallelujah. Because he's not the son of man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. For God, as he said, if I said it, it shall come to pass. And I thank God that he's not a liar. I thank God that he's not a renegger. Hallelujah. That he's faithful just to give us just what he promised he's going to give. God made us some promises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we shall receive the promise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to tell yourself, I shall receive my promise. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shall receive my promises. For the promise of the Lord is yea and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name. Bless your name, Jesus. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God that he's healing in the family. He's healing in our family. He's healing in our lineage. He's healing, and not just emotionally and mentally, but he's healing the body physically. That he's binding up every generational curse that's trying to attach itself to the family. Heart disease, congestive heart failure, diabetes, cancer, breast cancer, whatever level of cancer. That he's binding it up right now, and he's not saying that we know we're gonna leave it for a reason, but we will not suffer for other things of the old, but because that old stuff is passed away, and God's bringing something new, bringing us forward to a place of deliverance and freedom. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're dropping it all. We're dropping all of the failures. We're dropping all of the apprehension. We're dropping all the things of the past. What they said is in our lens that's not of God. We're dropping it and we're letting it all go. And God is bringing us forward to a new place. And I thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, we thank you that as we leave our blog talk, that you will give us the peace and the joy that we deserve. And that Father, that our bodies will be renewed and restored and refreshed. Glory to God. From the east coast to the west coast, from the north, from the south. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Father, we ask you to let your angels minister to us as we rest. Let your power and your glory be in our bedrooms, in our bed, in our minds, in our hearts. That, Father, even our dreams, be your anointing be on our dreams. Glory to God. Let your presence be in our dreams. Father, we thank you. That, Father, when we rise tomorrow, we were fresh, we rejuvenated. Hallelujah. We have the energy that's needed. Father, that you even rejuvenated our finances. Father, your favor be upon us where we go. That your favor take us where our money can't take us. Hallelujah. That your favor carry us where our money cannot take us. And, Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. So it shall be done in Jesus' name. We know the devil is mad and he's bound. We bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Saying, you're a liar, lay hands on myself. And call those things as not as though they were. Refreshed, restored, renewed. In my body, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for ministry. We thank you for where we're going. We thank you for the assignment. We thank you for your anointing and your glory on every assignment that you have ordained for us. And for this, we give you glory. As Blog Talk go national, hallelujah. As Blog Talk Radio Ministry, Smile 3E goes national and worldwide, we thank you for all of the avenues. We thank you for the connections. We thank you and we praise you for the visionary. We thank you for those that are going on with the vision. Father, that we're building on a firm foundation. And for this, we give you glory. For this, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God and amen. I love you guys so very much. I love my family. I love my family so very much.
Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.